views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned for the next hour and experience the instant relief of tuning into your intuition. Shift happens every Wednesday morning at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific Time, live on the radio waves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com and at transformationtalkradio.com. The energetic shifts are still accessible through what I call HSN, the Higher Self Network, if you're listening later. Today's a really special day for me because, yay, my book is finally out. My book that I started writing about, I don't know, 3 years ago. It's a compilation of years of experience and insights I've gathered, connecting with thousands of colleagues, students, radio demo participants. And I'm so thrilled to say it's out on Kindle right now at a reduced price. And I am so happy to have my very good friend and colleague here with me today, Mark Kettenbach. Mark and I have been working together for over 6 years now, and we do energetic upgrade seminars together. And Mark is also a martial artist with 34 years experience. He has many, many modalities under his belt, and he and I have been working together with the Energetic Upgrade Seminars. We're working on an online program. Like, it's been a busy, busy time. Mark is kind of like a stand-up comedian when he works, and we always have a lot of fun together. Mark, are you there?
Hey, Colette. Yes, I am. Woo, your book is out.
Yay!
It's out there.
It seems like it was a long birth.
Yeah, it probably was.
When I was giving birth to my my oldest daughter, it was like 28 hours. And this was more like, that seemed at the time like a very, very long time.
But
it's actually been about 28 months since the book, I managed to get the book written and get it out on Kindle. And it's all a big process, you know, because you also have a couple of books out there right now. And, you know, do you want to just let people know your books? Because I forgot to mention what they were.
No, that's all good. Actually, today I was negotiating because I want to have my newest book translated into English. The
awesome.
One which is already available in English. It's called Boosting Intentions, and you can get it on Kindle. There's no printed version yet for the Canadian and U.S. market, but you can get it on Kindle, Amazon. And my latest one is called Nice to Have. In German, it's called Wunscherfüllung auf Knopfdruck, which kind of like goes in English.
Sounds German to me.
Yeah, right. Wish fulfilling with a switch for wish fulfilling or something like that. So we'll see how we're going to do this in English. But it will be out then probably soon.
And,
but
you know,
today we'll talk about your book. And it's a super funny shift happens, right? Stuff you wish your mom, no one to tell you or something like that.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
Stuff you wish your mom had known to tell you. So when I started writing this book, I realized that, you know, you know how you and I over the years, we've been, you know, a lot of people take different modalities and, a lot of people are really into moving energy. A lot more people are open to the concept that you can make big changes by, you know, by shifting energy. And this book is basically like from A to Z, not, you should always trust your intuition because every person is different. But basically what generally comes up for specific diseases, you can kind of, you know, test those things if you kind of get lost and you're new at doing energy work. I kind of wanted to just give people like kind of almost like a GPS.
Yep.
For, you know, just an idea of, okay, well, you know, if there's a weakness there, or, you know, you get kind of your intuition turns off because you're thinking, oh, it's not working, that you would be able to say, okay, well, then I'll just go and test this or that. And you know, yeah. When I say test, what I mean is the energy of weak or strong. And, you know, you and I share a lot about that, you know, about, you know, if you are in the middle of doing something, like you've got a project on the go, you've got, you know, things happening in your life, you have a meeting, all sorts of things, relationships, that you can actually test for yourself whether you're in alignment with your energy or not. And if you're not, you can actually strengthen yourself in that moment so that you have more possibilities and choices. And, you know, that's why you and I, last time you were on the show, we were talking about change, but then we got busy correcting people.
That's true. So we actually went right to the doing part. We changed some stuff.
Yeah.
Which is almost more, I'm getting, it's always more important to actually do change and shift people than talk about what you could do. Right.
Yeah, exactly.
So in that case, we kind of went right, I guess, but I got to admit, to me, even though I don't like the term like Bible, right, because it triggers a lot of people, but for me, your book is like the Bible for energetic work. And I can tell, say that because I got it like, what, half a year ago in terms of reading it before it came out. And I am thrilled with that. I really are. And you can tell, not putting down your ability, but you channel a lot through there. You can tell that. It's so unbelievable. A lot of information. It is perfect. I'm telling you, it is a very cool book. And all I can say is, people, buy it. and read it, right?
Yeah. Well,
but it's also cool with your book. You don't have to read it all at once, right?
No.
A lot of people here, they just open it somewhere and browse through it every day, and it will. And since I know you quite a while, and since we teach energetic shifting and stuff, people have to understand that every word in there has been corrected. So if you read it, just by reading it, it will start correcting you, which is great. But you want more? You actually could put it underneath your pillow and just sleep on it. It will do something.
Well, you know, that's the thing that's so that was so kind of fun about doing this book, is that my intention was that it would be able to shift energy as people read it. If they get in touch with their weaknesses, you know, they would start to notice. And that was part of the reason why it took so long to edit it, because a lot of people would start reading it and then they would fall asleep, or they would end up in the bathroom. So
having some major shifts there.
Yeah, there we go. So it's good. It's good bathroom reading material.
Yeah, just keep the pages in the book, right? Well, that is why it comes out as a Kindle version.
You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my friend and guest today, Mr. Mark Kettenbach from Germany. When we return, we will share more ways to move energy. Call in 1-800-930-2819 to make some shift happen.
Like a dog that's been beat too much till you stand high. in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Each month, listen to Live More Radio with co-host Allie Katz. Join Allie and Dr. Pat as Allie introduces new ways to bring balance back to your life through meditation, sleep, and exercise techniques so you can live your truly authentic life. Stress less, live more. To learn more about Allie, visit ATOZENmeditation.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
1230 WBLQ.
I was born in the wagon of a traveling show. My mama used to dance for the money they'd throw. Mama would do whatever he could. Preach a little.
We're back on The Truth Is Funny with Colette Marie Stephan and my guest today, Mark Kettenbach. And I just have to say, Brian, the producer, that was a perfect song, Gypsy Style.
Thank
you. Love it. Mark, just share your contact information with people so that they have it in case they want to get in contact with you.
Okay, sure. It's www.mark, M-A-R-C, and one word, Kettenbach, K-E-T-T-E-N-B-A-C-H.com. Or you go on Facebook, put in my name and you find me, or you find me under Mark Kettenbach Coaching and through energeticupgrade.com as a website and on Facebook too. And let's tell everybody to hook up with us on Facebook.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Share the joy. And the beauty.
You were just came back from the south of France?
Oh, yeah. I loved it. I can't believe it. I go there since 12 years because I'm holding a martial art kind of retreat down there, self-defense retreat. And this was the first time we could not get into that boarding facilities we usually go. So we rented a castle. I didn't even know it was a castle until I got there. It was so beautiful, a wine castle. Can you believe that?
Ah, beautiful.
Oh, my God. I got to go there again.
Yeah, and so you've been really busy, and I understand you may be doing a big interview here in Switzerland this coming week, and
yes, probably on Monday. And maybe they talk about that Till Swan will be on that one too, because she's given a so I'll be more on hers than vice versa. But it will be nice. Let's see if it happens. And yeah, we're gonna be a Swiss because the magazine Sinnreich Magazine will putting out an event and all that. So I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah, and actually, I wrote an article for that magazine that's supposed to be out in the coming months. So I'm kind of looking forward to that also.
Cool.
We have a caller on from Ottawa, Julie. So we're just going to take her call, and then we're going to start talking about change.
Sure.
Again.
Again.
Julie, are you there?
Hi, I am. Thank you, Mark, and thank you, Colette.
Oh, you're very welcome.
Hi, Julie.
What can we do for you today?
Oh, gosh, so many things. But what am I going to focus on? I guess there's been just something kind of like around my left eye, kind of behind. Like it comes and goes right now. It's not, I don't feel it so much, but I almost feel like there's a link between my left eye and kind of the left ovary or left hip area. And sometimes I almost feel like there's a tension or heaviness or tightness.
And so are you feeling that more in your eye or more in your hip?
Sometimes they're equal.
Okay. Like this is, first of all, right now you say it's not bothering you that much, but
no.
What happens when the tension hits or when you have this feeling come over you? Like, do you lose vision? What goes on?
No, nothing that's fair. It just feels like it's sort of kind of in behind my eyeball. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does make sense, actually, because when you have pain in one part of your body, it's quite often referred from another part of the body. And actually,
okay.
Ovaries and eyeballs are very intimately connected. Mark, what are you getting is going on here?
Yeah. I'm getting it's non-physical, first of all, so meaning the root cause is not coming really from your physical body, but it is kind of physical in terms of on your physical surrounding triggers it. Do you have a new job or do you, what's going on with your job? Let's put it this way.
You know, I've been kind of in a hover state for a while, so I haven't been really employed for several years, actually. I guess I have two potential contracts that are coming my way, but I've been wanting to kind of move away from, I've been a web designer, and yeah, I think there's a lot of sort of creative frustration about what to do next that feels really resonant.
Okay, so let me sum it up real quick. So you used to be a web designer, you get an offer for still being a web designer, but actually you would like to do something else, right? Did I get this right?
Yeah,
okay.
I would, because I think...
You don't have to hurt your vision in terms of not being able to do the web designing anymore. So let's make you strong and add to the free choice to give you the okay to change in a different direction. There's a lot of fears from your ancestors in terms of if you leave a job you're good at and you're doing something new that kind of triggers moving to a new country, new land, to the unknown actually is coming up of being weak. So let's correct all that.
Julie,
huh?
Can you do me a favor and like hang up and call back in, because we're getting a lot of static at the radio station. And
okay.
We'll keep working and just call right back in here, and we'll see if the quality of the sound improves.
Okay, will do.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, the static's not coming from us there. Now we know for sure. Okay, good. She'll call back. So, what I'm picking up is kind of like what you're saying also is that the thought of... a lot of times what happens is if people are doing what they don't want to do or they don't want to look at something, they'll feel it in their eyes. And a lot of the time when people are having that happen, they'll, you know, I've worked with people who have become very ill because they don't want to continue doing the job that they're doing.
Yeah. I'm getting also that she's about to birth a new career and she's afraid of it. That's why her ovaries hurt too.
Okay, cool. So we're going to
get rid of that.
Yeah. And strengthen her to all the possibilities in front of her and all the challenges behind her. For some reason, it's coming up like that.
Yeah.
You know, feeling challenged by all of this. So
I'm also getting like her age kicks in terms of her new job being left behind or something.
Okay. Yeah, a lot of people are starting new careers later in life. It's,
yeah,
you know,
that's cool.
Look at our good friend Leroy.
He's on his, what, 13th career or something?
Yeah, 12th or 13th, he says. Okay. He's 83 now.
And it's not going to be his last, right?
No. No. Like, Leroy is always looking at new innovation. And this is really good for people to recognize that you know, a lot of times people will work in a job or work in a sector because that's what they studied for, but they have underlying weaknesses to it, and those sometimes have absolutely nothing to do with the job itself or that career choice. Mm-hmm. It's more it can be the ancestors, and I feel a little bit of that coming in. It's kind of like her energy is sort of stagnant right now. So we're just going to strengthen it for everybody. Like, and you know, until she comes back on, let's talk about this, about change. Like, why is it that people will want change in their life? And they'll, you know, you and I talk about this, like things are always changing, always. Oh, here's Julie back again here now. So Julie.
Hi.
Hi. Okay.
How much has it changed now? Talking about change.
Yeah, we can hear you way better. How are you feeling right now, Julie?
You know, I feel kind of just calmer.
Yeah, because a lot of what Mark was working on was just like your kind of more your authentic self. Because, you know, we live in our third dimensional world right now. We have certain commitments. We have, you know, we have bills to pay. We have things to do. And so a lot of times what happens is people really focus on that aspect, and then, but they forget that, you know, we are actually conscious beings that are traveling in a human body. And so, you know, to continue always doing something because that's what you've done. And, you know, it's maybe not exact, it's not fulfilling your purpose for why you're here, really. So we're just going to strengthen you to that your authentic self triad is like super strong, that you'll start looking at all of these challenges before you more as opportunities. And Mark, do you want to just elaborate on that a little bit for her?
I'm getting that her, like, everybody has like two major energies run through them, a female and a male energy, which is also in our body sides. The right side is the male side, the left is the female side. And I'm getting that her male side is very strong to change and her female side isn't for some reason. Now let's get those two together, make them neutral. So because she kind of, like you said, Colette, feels a little stagnated, and that kind of closes down her exit portals. Energy doesn't run through her on a high level. Lymphatic system kind of is a little bit behind. Also, her central nervous system, that whole thing slows her central nervous system down, which is never a good thing. So let's remove all that and get her energies going and make her strong to time. How old are you, Julie?
I'm 47.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Okay, we're coming to the point where we need to take a break. If you just hang on, Julie, I'll when we come back, we'll check in with you again and see where you're at. I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio, and you can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com and on social media at Facebook and Twitter at The Truth is Funny with Colette. 1-800-930-2819 if you would like some energy shifted. We'll be right back to make shift happen.
Just as I thought it was going all right, I'd say day, and you'd say night. Tell me it's black when I know that it's white. Always the same.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
My dream is to end homelessness.
My passion is living a green life.
My dream is to end poverty.
My passion is volunteering.
My passion is making a difference.
My dream is to cure Lyme disease.
My passion is rebuilding communities.
My passion is helping those in need.
My passion is caring for the elderly.
My dream is to find a cure for cancer.
My dream is to leave a better world for my children.
We all have that special passion, that lifelong dream that drives us to live our lives with meaning and to create a better world. No matter what drives you, we can all make an impact. Dr. Pat Basile is helping others make their dreams come true so we can all help make our world a better world.
To learn more about how Dr. Pat is building a community of sharing hope, strength, funds, knowledge, and information, visit abetterworldcrowdfunding.com today. That's abetterworldcrowdfunding.com.
Got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you are listening to The Truth is Funny. I have Mark Kettenbach here with me today. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. And we have Julie on the line. Julie, how are you feeling now?
I feel pretty calm. I mean, I had a whole bunch of things I thought I wanted to almost put on the table in terms of my own creative work that I keep kind of doing this cycling and avoiding, you know, have a bunch of projects in mind, and then I kind of touch on them, and then I, there's like something that doesn't dig in.
Okay.
I don't know, and then
so,
I avoid it.
You know,
anyway,
Mark,
I feel good.
This is something that, like, we've been really sharing with people, and it's awesome that you're saying this, because it's like people have goals that they want to accomplish. And Mark, give her a tool for how she can sort through this.
In terms of getting to start doing stuff?
Yeah. Like, because a lot of people have this resistance, and that's what I'm coming. Like, she doesn't even want to really look at this situation 100% because then she'll have to do something about it.
as funny as it sounds, start at the basement of your house. And clean it up. Because your basement is your subconsciousness. That's where it starts. So you will be amazed if that everything is clean and sorted and up-to-dated, and you get rid of a lot of stuff you don't really know or need, then you will realize how your thoughts get more clear. That's like one of the easiest way to get there. You start on the outside, so to speak, physical, and it will have an impact on your inside as well. Other than that, we're just going to correct some more what's in your way in order to start. And something with your parents, with one of getting more the father. Was your father the kind of guy who was talking a lot and then barely doing stuff, or was he right the opposite? He always did.
You know, I think we share a trait in common, which is probably like having dreams, but not quite really getting around it.
Yeah, we got the point. See, if you would change this now, and he would be the dreamer, and you would go out and do stuff, then you would be less like your dad. And a lot of people have this going on in their head. They don't want to be less like their parents, because most of the time it's what they kind of binds, even though it's not such good habit, it is still something that their subconscious is thinking in a way that they'll keep that makes them connected to their parents. So if that would be gone, what else would there be that would remind you of your dad? Probably not much, and the rest probably.
Yeah.
That's why you're very resistant to that. So let's make you strong. You can totally change. You can be totally different than your dad, but still you have love for your dad, and he does for you. That's just, you know, I believe that would harm the relationship you have, and it's not. So let's make you stronger now.
Okay. How does that feel, Julie?
Good. I mean, there was a moment, there was a bit of like a bit of grief, like a millisecond.
Yeah, a sentimental sadness, so to speak, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And so we just strengthen you to that. When Mark said that about, you know, the subconscious mind being like in the basement of your house, because the weakness is coming from your subconscious mind, and your subconscious mind is formed, you know, by the time you're 6 or 7, and you're, for most people, and you're basically, when people get triggered by anything, they quite often will, the subconscious mind will come in with those thoughts. And so we went by cleaning, like, how organized is your house right now?
Oh my God. I mean, yeah.
I can put the finger on anybody, because since 4 days I'm going to clean my basement, and it doesn't look that I have done anything. So it's about time, I'm telling you. It's about time.
Yeah,
and I mean, the thing is, I live above my parents. Like, I live above my parents, so.
Oh, there we go.
A lot of stuff.
That's what you're picking up, Mark.
She's got the basement down. Okay.
She lived above her parents.
There. I mean, I'm a mess too, but really a mess down here. So.
Okay, so we're just going to strengthen this for you, and so that you can start making consistent steps of action towards change. For the better. And the what Mark is saying is really relevant, because when you start cleaning up your physical environment and decluttering it, it declutters your mind. And this is really for those of you who have children going to school here right now, like a lot of kids are going back to school. This is really super important for children, that, you know, that their bedroom space is kind of kept as like uncluttered as possible, because that allows for good sleep at night and for uncluttered mind in the morning. And so thank you for calling in, Julie. And feel free to contact me at info@thetruthisfunny to let me know, you know, what changes here.
Okay, thank you so much, both of you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling. Okay. Have a good time.
Yeah.
Take care.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, you want to have Colette's book. It's not because I'm getting a cut or because it will help to sell our seminars. No, it's because I like it.
Yeah, that's the thing. See, Mark and I are really...
I really love it. It is brilliant. Colette, it is brilliant. I've got to tell you.
Thank you. this whole thing, it's so funny that a lot of time when you're shifting energy, it makes people want to clean their house.
Yeah.
Or, you know, they'll book...
You know how it is, the typical situation that a couple gets split, they split up, and what do both do? Get a new haircut. The women get a new haircut, the guys get it shorter, right? Because, like, they're by the age of 15, they have their haircut, but they still will get it shorter. And it is a ritual of cutting loose of stuff.
Oh, okay.
And this is, have you never experienced that? A lot of women, once they step out of a long-time relationship, they will change their hairstyle.
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I also notice this when moms have babies. And quite often they'll say, well, it's just easier to have short hair. And actually, a lot of the times, short hair needs to be styled more, so it's not really.
That is true.
But it's kind of like when people change. Like, one of the biggest changes that you can have is having children, and then being responsible for them for the next 25 years or so. So yes. What happens, and I really find this at this time of year, a lot of people that I've been working with are really wanting to clear their space, and they're wanting to get organized. A lot of as I said, a lot of children are heading back to school. You know, I just spoke with some people, their children are going to boarding school, and, you know, parents have a lot of concerns and worries about that can come up from when they were going into a specific grade or whatever. I'm just getting that that's a real weakness for people at this time. And so I'd like to just work on that a little bit, like strengthening all the moms and dads out there to strengthen their children so that when they go to school, they're strong and going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And not getting triggered by their own experiences of going to school. You know, when you have children at a specific age that are going into a specific grade, quite often it will trigger things that happen to the parents in that at that age or that grade. And so we want to strengthen everybody listening now, listening later, and all these children going back to school, that it's a strong situation for everyone. And a big part of that is having a decluttered space at home, and having strong boundaries there. So because we're talking about change today, and change is always happening, and people get kind of triggered by that. And a lot of the time they think they want change, but then they realize they don't. So what would you just share a tool with people, so when they get triggered by change that they don't, that they take, that it actually works for them instead of against them.
Okay. Two things. First of all, they could look up on my website or on the Energetic Upgrade website. There we have a tool for them, the I Don't Care switch. That's one of the tools you can get yourself into, and then you press your finger and your thumb and middle finger, and you will see that it kind of eases out whatever you feel that moment. On the other hand, if you get triggered by something, be aware of where that feeling starts in your body. And it will start somewhere and go somewhere. And you just find it in a cycle then. And then you start slowing the cycle down until it stops, and reverse it 180 degrees to the total opposite direction, and still think about what triggers you. Neurologically, your brain has to go down a different pathway, and it immediately will feel different. That's now said very easy, but you got to do it once a little bit. But in that I Don't Care switch, parts of it, of the spinning of feeling, is explained there, so that might help. Also, a good thing is if you can, for people, hear that anywhere, but still it's good, it works. Stop for a second, breathe, count to 10 slow, and you will realize you get into a different state. That always helps. Just to do a little state break there, and jumping into that emotion, just taking yourself out of it, like if you would go off stage into the audience and watch what's happening here.
That's a really good observation, and I love the I Don't Care switch. we're coming into the last segment here, Mark. We got to take a quick break here again.
Sure.
So we'll be back, and we'll talk a little bit more about that. This is Colette Marie Steffen with The Truth Is Funny. Thrilled to connect with all of you, and we'll be right back. You can still call in 1-800-930-2816 and you
2819
back to, or sorry, I said that wrong, didn't I? It's 1-800-930-2819. Sorry about that. We'll be right back.
There's a stranger in my bed, there's a pounding in my head, glitter
broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune into the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.
Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
You got attitude? Keys to the rescue. Adjust your attitude with Keys Clear Protein Waters. So refreshing. Just a few sips of Keys will give you a whole new outlook thanks to 22 grams of the happiest protein on earth. Tongue-tingling tasty without the guilt of naughty or nasty ingredients. If that doesn't put a smile on your face, maybe you need to drink too. Put a little woohoo in your attitude with Keys Protein Water on Amazon or at Keys, K-E-E-S, please.com.
1230 WBLQ.
This is Colette Marie Stephan, and you're listening to The Truth Is Funny. I have my wonderful friend and colleague here, Mark Kettenbach from Germany. We're just having a bit of fun today because the relief of having my book finally out on Kindle. Yay! We do have a caller here, Mark. Jody from British Columbia is on the line. Jody, are you there?
Hi, Jody.
Thank you.
Hi,
Did you
Jody.
Get the book already? You sure?
Yes, actually, I read the first chapter or so last night before bed, and I had amazing dreams.
Perfect. See,
awesome.
This thing corrects while you read it. It's unbelievable.
Oh, absolutely. I felt that.
Yeah. Well, that's cool, Jody. Like, so what can we do for you today?
Today I'm calling about a really wonderful, sweet dog. My dad and his partner, they have a dog named Buck, and he's not doing very well. He has doggy colitis as well as a bleeding cyst on his neck and a swollen front leg that is hurting him quite a bit. And
what kind of dog is this?
But he's not. Pardon me?
What kind of dog is this?
Well, not a purebred, but apparently it's a duck toller or something like that.
Yeah, no, because like I was picking up this energy of this dog being a retriever. And how old is
okay.
this dog?
You know, probably about 5 years or so.
Yeah, Mark, what are you picking up here about this dog? Because it feels like there's something genetic here.
I'm also getting, I picked up first when she said it, the dog's name is Buck, right?
Yeah.
that kind of bugging people and to buck and bucket and all this coming up. And I'm thinking this dog does carry a lot of problems. So what I don't know what you call it, the foot or something of the dog. Which one is the one that's swollen?
Yeah, so I'm not sure if it's the right or left. I've actually just sent a text to ask. But
is it the front end of the dog?
Pardon
me? Front leg?
Front leg, yes.
Yeah, yeah, because this dog has a real unevenness between the front end and the back end. Mm-hmm. It's almost like he's two different dogs.
Yeah, he has mismatched body parts. That's what
a lot of mismatched body parts. Like, and so we want to strengthen. Like, when we say mismatched body parts, it's really common in dogs and cats and, you know, pets that, you know, because they go through their lifetime so much more quickly. Quite often they'll have memories of being other species or other breeds of dogs. And it's kind of like this dog's front end and his back end are not the same dog. So we want to really strengthen that. And Jody, I know you understand how to strengthen energy on the midline. If you've read my book up to that point, you for sure do. So we're just gonna, like, when it's a dog, when it's a pet, you want to remember that they're horizontal. Their spine is horizontal, and so they tend to have weaknesses in their spine that are different, like from how human beings are, but they're still very similar. And so you want to run energy from the tip of this nose, the nose of this dog, all the way to the tip of its tail, and just strengthen that. And this dog, I'm getting, has a weakness of past life experiences of having its tail docked. Does it have its tail, like its full tail this lifetime?
Yes, it does.
Yeah, because this is coming like from past life experiences of having the tail docked. And so we just clear that for the dog. Mark, what else are you picking up?
I'm kind of picking that he has a lot of energy of a camel. Is that how you pronounce it in English?
A camel? Okay, like a hump in his back. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
And also I'm seeing him like energetically vice versa to his physical body. Like he's got, excuse my language, the head up his butt, you know?
Yeah.
Energetically he's twisted, so to speak.
Yeah, it's coming from these experiences of having his tail docked, I'm getting.
Yeah, that's true. He wanted to look after it, right?
Yeah, you know how dogs
behind him.
Yeah, you know how dogs will spin in circles and chase their tail?
Yeah,
that's what I'm seeing this dog. It's kind of like trying to almost figure out why its back end isn't working with its front. So we want to just strengthen all these mismatched body parts to come together for this dog. And also all the concerns that this is your dad's dog?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen. Does your dad actually like to go hunting and stuff?
He likes to go hiking and cross-country skiing and things like that with the dog, for sure.
Yeah, and the dog goes with him. Okay, so we're just going to strengthen their bond and his concerns about this dog. Really, it's if you get in touch with pets, a lot of the time dogs and cats will take on the problems of their owners. And so what's happening is their concerns about this dog are making the dog more concerned. And Nova Scotia duck tolling retrievers, that is really strong that this dog has that genetic pool in it, is not one of the most strongest genetic breeds I'm getting. So I was working on that. They tend to have a lot of health problems. And so there's like a matrix of that energy. So we just want to strengthen this dog to being a mutt. You know, like a mongrel, and allow this dog to let go of the limiting beliefs around that breed I'm getting. And that breed has a tendency to be very wanting to please. And so we're just going to strengthen this dog that he doesn't have to please every second of every minute of every day. What else are you getting, Mark?
I'm getting that maybe not the her father's dog it is, maybe not his father, but the mother or some relative would be better off not having the dog anymore. But that's just on a subconscious level.
Okay.
So not having a dog would change a lot. So, and I can also feel this person's guilt towards himself, like, in terms of like not wanting the dog anymore.
Yeah, it's kind of like the veterinary bills are coming up. Has there been a lot of expense to this?
That's very right, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's coming up. Like, when people have to come to the decision, like, how much are you going to do for a dog? Like, as far as tests and, you know, like, different procedures, operations or whatever, or trying this or that on a dog. So we just want to strengthen this. And you can strengthen this dog just by running the energy. Like, it already feels less mismatched to me right now.
Mm-hmm.
And what's coming up is the dog they've had for this dog for about 5 years. And what has changed drastically in those 5 years? Did they move or something in between?
No, they do have, I know, it's they're trying to retire. They have another dog as well, who's a little bit older, more dominant dog, but, so they still have that one anyway, but yes, they are trying to retire.
Okay.
And trying to kind of reduce their responsibilities.
Or whatever, and not to retire. See, so the dog gonna get to that place, so they don't have to.
Okay. Okay. Jody, we've pretty much run out of time, but like, feel free to email me and let me know how the dog is doing. When it comes to pets, dogs are very loyal and they'll take on their owner's stuff very easily. And cats are more like they'll take it on when they feel like it. So just being aware of that. And I want to thank you, Mark, for being on The Truth is Funny today. And I'm so happy it was you, because I really wanted to celebrate the
book is out. Yeah. Funny shift happens.
Yeah. It's finally out there on Kindle. And it's at a special rate for a few days here. And so, you know,
for all the people listen, if you get it, make sure you rate it, because that helps always a lot for anybody who writes a book.
Go and rate it. Well, thank you, Mark.
Oh, you're welcome.
That.
Nice talking to you. You take care, Colette.
Yes, and thank you to everybody listening out there, and we will see you next Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time, and thank you for sharing this very special day with me. It's like a lot of fun to finally get the book out.
Oh, yeah, I bet.
Okay, bye for now, everyone. Talk next week.
You've been listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.
Are you feeling broken from your relationships? Are you second-guessing yourself about friends, family, and lovers? Tune in to the hit show that's creating a buzz in the love-seeking community. Love Seeker Radio, finding love for your authentic self with renowned love coach Heather Lynn. Tired of dissatisfying relationships? Kiss them goodbye and power up your love seeker energy. Coach Heather Lynn reminds you that you can just be you, the beautiful and perfect you. Visit heatherlynncoaching.com to learn.
Tune in to The Truth is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Would you like to be a question with anything that comes up in your body or mind? Would you like to become totally aware and begin to function as the conscious being you truly are? Join Access Certified Facilitator Glenna Rice every month for a live teleclass where you can ask all of your questions and learn to create change in any aspect of your life. Visit GlennaRice.com today to learn more, and don't miss the next call. Join the questionable conversation today at GlennaRice.com.